All right, good afternoon. It's Mr. Prey here, coach of the golf team and coach of basketball teams here at Summit. Fifth grade teacher, sixth grade teacher. I'm here with athletic director, Mr. Moreno. How you doing?
Pretty good.
And middle linebacker from our middle school flag football team, Marcus Wallenick. How you doing, Marcus?
Very good.
So we're going to do two things on this podcast. It's been a while. I've been slacking, Mr. Moreno. I got to get back on this. Part one, we're going to talk about middle school flag football. And then part two, Marcus is going to take over as host, and he's going to interview Mr. Huff about elementary flag football.
Okay.
That is the plan. Mm-hmm. Before we get to middle school flag football, fourth quarter, what are the three sports, Mr. Moreno?
Yeah, so fourth quarter, we're going to have boys basketball, which would be from grades fourth through eighth grade. And we also have co-ed track and field, which this year would be 4th through 8th grade as well. And we have co-ed golf for 5th through 8th grade. And that all starts right after spring break, which is March 15th.
And they need to sign up before spring break.
And they definitely need to sign up right before spring break. It's the deadline.
Can they do it already, or do they have to wait for like an email or something?
They can do it, yeah. They can reach out to me and get the registration going.
And I'm not going to lie, I think you play multiple sports if you have to. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of golfers that I want on both the basketball team and all three, track, basketball, golf. I know it's busy, but hey, it's the fourth quarter and we took COVID off. So you had a whole year off. Let's get after it.
Yeah.
Right. So look for signups. All right. Let's talk middle school flag football. And then Marcus, after that, you're going to talk to the great Mr. Huff about elementary flag football. So you want to run through this?
Yeah.
Let's go. And Mr. Rainer, you can help out. Have you been at most of the games?
Yeah, the first few games I've been to. The past three haven't been able to make it, but I've known what's going on.
All right. So the head coach is Tank Giles.
Yes.
I know Tank really well.
Mr. Tank.
Marcus, tell us about Coach Tank.
So he's very good at football. His two best sports are football and basketball. He focuses a lot on defense because he says that defense wins us games. And it does, really, because you could have a really good offense, but if the other team just keeps scoring points, you know, it's you're not going to go anywhere. And he's very good at what he does. He's a great sports teacher. Yeah.
Oh, he's so enthusiastic.
Yes.
Like, I could talk to him about sports for hours.
Yeah, and he wears cool jackets.
He does.
Well, and he's a great athlete. Like you said, he can.
Really,
he's fast. A good athlete.
He's basketball and football, yeah.
And anybody with that accent, I could just listen. He's got that southern twang.
The Florida accent.
Yeah. All right, so who's our quarterback?
So we started off with three quarterbacks. We have Tyler Thomas, Wade Van Kirk, and Brady Hayes. So our main quarterback is Brady Hayes, but Wade and Tyler are really good too. They normally shift to receiver when Brady's playing. Brady also can play receiver.
Yeah.
The quarterbacks on our team are actually pretty versatile. They can all play offense, receiver very well, and they can also play some defense, which is good.
That's probably why. What's our record right now?
So our record is, I think it's either
5-1-1.
5-1-1.
5-1-1.
Yeah.
What players have stood out kind of on? What players have? Let's talk defense.
So, I'd say that Jay, he's been really good at blitzing, he's really good at putting Jay and Alexandria. They're really good at putting pressure on the quarterbacks, and that helps us win games. And the corners, they've been really good at getting, you know, interceptions. And I'm middle linebacker, so I sort of just stay where I am. I'll have to be honest, I'm not that really good at blitzing. I'm really good at getting fakes, though. But I have caught a couple interceptions, and everybody on the defense, I think, has caught at least one interception or at least gotten one block. So that's really good.
Nice. All right. We'll get to a couple games in a second, but I'm just curious, what players have emerged as like leaders of the team?
So, Brady and the quarterbacks, they're really good leaders of the team, especially Wade, Brady, and Tyler. When we get to practice, they're usually the ones early. Sometimes when we get to games early, they're sort of like Wade and Brady. They want to run the routes. They want to get practicing, which practicing before Coach Tank gets there is something we need to work on because sometimes we fool around a bit.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about the last two games.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Moreno, were you at the tie game?
I was not, but I heard everything about it.
All right, Marcus. All right. So, we tied South Valley Prep?
We tied South Valley Prep. So, the game, we've beaten them before. And it was a really good team. South Valley is definitely, like, I think they're going to, like, the playoffs and maybe even the state championships. So, we went there. And we kept scoring touchdowns. They kept scoring touchdowns. We got a few interceptions. They got a few interceptions. Very even game. Very well matched. I don't remember who exactly got a touchdown, but I think I got one pick six and a block or two. But there were a lot of good passes by Tyler and to Deal to Bradley to all the receivers of the offense had really good catches, and then we had to go into overtime. So basically, what that is in our league is each team gets one play at I think the 5 yard line to score a touchdown. Now the first overtime, I think Bengals got the ball first, which is the other team, and they didn't score, but then we got the ball. And we didn't score. So then we went into double overtime, which is the same thing. And I think we got the ball first.
Is that when Vaughn scored? I saw a video of Vaughn.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was Vaughn, but it might have been Vaughn. I don't really remember who scored what. But we both scored that time. So we had to go into a third overtime. They took us back to like the 2-point line, and then we both had to go at it, and nobody scored. And at the time, the sun was setting, and like all the parents were like tired, and the refs were just like, "Okay, it's a tie on the record," you know.
Well, hopefully we get to play them again in the playoffs.
Yeah,
and hopefully we can get a lot of fans out there because that sounded exciting.
It was extremely exciting, especially for the players.
Yeah. All right, and then yesterday we had a kind of heartbreaker loss.
Some would call it a heartbreak, but I think our team sort of needed it because I'm going to be a bit honest. When we got there, not a lot. We weren't really – Coach Tank wasn't there, and, like, some of the kids weren't really paying attention. And, like, Coach Tank did show up there. It's just everybody got there early, and we were fooling around.
Gotcha. Not focused.
Not focused. We only lost by, I think, 1 point, which is still good, but – I definitely feel like we could have done better. And Coach Tank said this too. He was just – but I also think that it was necessary for us to lose because, we needed like sort of like to be humbled, I think.
Exactly.
Sort of, you know, you can't just go the entire way with winning because then you get too laid back, relaxed, you know. Don't worry. We don't need to practice. We can win this. But I think that there were some – definitely some good catches on that game. Both of the teams that we played last time had some very nice fields. Like, the grass was perfectly green.
every man appreciates a good lawn.
Yeah.
Well, Marcus, that's why I have you on, because that was perfect. I literally just said the exact same thing to the sixth graders about focus. And losing is good. All of us coaches, it's tough, but isn't it good? Like, you learn from losses a lot easier than you learn from wins.
Yeah.
Because,
like, when you lose, it actually teaches you a lot more. It teaches you to, you know, to, like, stay focused.
Yeah.
It teaches you to also, like, be sort of, like, disciplined. And that's what I like about Coach Tank, is because he tries to teach us discipline, which is really good, you know. Again, I'm going to be a bit honest. We did struggle a bit with discipline last game. But it was a good game overall, you know.
Well, they're learning experiences. And you sound like a future coach and a future dad. That's for sure. All right, so we're going to shift gears. Thank you, Mr. Moreno.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
The football team is, you guys are 5-1-1. So parents, come out to a game. I'm going to try to make it out to a game. And I'm going to turn this over to Marcus, and Marcus is going to interview our elementary school coach, Mr. Huff.
All right. So, hey, Coach Huff, how are you doing?
Good, Marcus. Very good.
So, I've heard some things, like you had a bit more experience with like sports football before you came to school. Could you tell us, before you became a coach, could you tell us that?
Well, Coach Moreno asked me, and I was very obliged to go ahead and work with the young kids. I'm going to go over my background a little bit. I went to Utah to play football on an athletic football scholarship. Stayed and played there for 5 years. And then I had a brief free agent showing with Philadelphia. And I learned real quick that about 6'2 and a half, 290 isn't going to make it, Marcus. So I went back home to Salt Lake City to start a business. And that's when I was volunteering coaching, you know, in high school and stuff. And I really love being around you guys. And so I went back to Utah State, where I was originally at, and I was a graduate assistant there and got credentialed to be a teacher. I coached there 2 years and then went to the south end of the valley, way up in the mountains. And in 2 years, we won a state championship. And I said, hey, I'm in all the way, man. So eventually that carried me down to Salt Lake City, where we went to 4 in a row state championships and lost every single one of them. It was like the Buffalo Bills, you know, when they went 4 times straight. But it was a great experience. The most important part, a lot of those kids went on to college and had very successful careers. So that's what I was most proud of.
That's very cool. So you played college football, right? So
yeah.
What position did you play?
I was offensive center. I was recruited to play linebacker, but I have a passion for food. And quickly shot up to about 290, Marcus, and that with, you know, lifting weights all the time kind of slowed me down a little bit. So I went over to the offensive line side and played center. Loved every minute of it. It was the best experience of my life. I had a new enlightenment for offense.
Yeah, that seems very fun. You, I take it you were very good, you know, coaching. So you made it to the state championships a lot, which is really good.
Yeah.
That's like very impressive. So now you teach.
Mm-hmm.
Now you teach the elementary flag football team, right?
Yeah.
All right. So do you make an emphasis on offense, defense, or both, and like why?
You know, Marcus, great question. I really don't. I try to keep it pretty much even. With the elementary kids, my most important concept that I'm trying to teach them is just building a foundation. And, you know, as age comes on, they'll continue building the house. Now, the basics of football is what I've been focusing on. You know, the tackling,
flag pulling.
Yeah. Right. Getting into position. Mm-hmm. You know, and with the foundation, you know, they have to be able to learn how to run patterns, the verbiage of the game, cover 2, cover 1, fakes, you know, screen passes, post corners, all that kind of stuff. Good feet. So that's what I've been focusing on. You know, I'm not going to skip ahead to our season, but I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at where are they at from 1 to 10 or A to Z, and are they getting better? Are they growing? Are they understanding the game, the discipline of the game? All those little things all add up to when you get to be as big as you, buddy.
Yeah. That sounds like very good teaching philosophy, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty cool. So, how was your last two games that you played?
We played a doubleheader. The first game, and, you know, I heard you guys talking briefly about the mental part of sports, all sports. And I remember always hearing this in class. Sports is 90% mental, 10% physical. We were not mentally prepared for the first game. I think we kind of had an attitude that we just needed to show up. There was a little bit of fear factor going on. They've been off for a few days, and they got it handed to them. And too many interceptions, too many little mistakes, flag pulling, things that are correctable, but they didn't focus on. The second game was a lot better. Offensively, I thought we did really good. We had some kids step up, score some touchdowns. Jack's Paradise, you know, he's a phenomenal little running back. And he reminds me of a guy I used to block for in college that just never ran out of gas. He just goes and goes and goes. But, some other kids are starting to step up, catch the ball, and get to the end zone. So that's goes with that growth that we're trying to do.
You're seeing a lot of improvement, which is really phenomenal.
Yes.
All right, so I noticed you said, Jack was a running back. So could you tell me, who plays, quarterback, who plays?
Right now, we've been running with Ben, but we have been doing a rotation because I do want to get Ben not just at quarterback, but he's a good runner. He's also a good wide receiver. So we've been kind of switching around as far as quarterbacks with Ben, Jax, and, three guys, a little bit of a rotation. Depending on how tired they get, in doubleheaders, we really have to put people in because we don't have a lot of players. Yeah. The school we played about 2 weeks ago had 16, 17 players, and they beat us down by the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, all in all, we've been focusing on some conditioning too, Marcus. Everybody doesn't like the word conditioning, but they know they have to do it because, they got to play a lot of football.
Mm-hmm. And what are some, would you say strengths that you notice on your team? Are there any good strengths on your team?
Yeah, I think, one, they're a pretty close group. That's really important because they're learning how to do teammanship, working together. They're beginning to experience more and more success, Marcus. The biggest strength is I think we have some really quality leaders, and, and they're bringing the other kids aboard the ship with them.
Yeah, so you've seen a lot of leadership. That's really
leadership,
good.
Leadership, yeah.
So you played two games. That's, and it sounds like you guys are learning. So
yes,
that's pretty good.
We're in a learning pattern, and they'll probably keep on learning for the rest of their sports days.
So you said you're doing some conditioning. Are you trying to build any life skills or character skills?
Oh yeah. I remember always hearing the saying from all my coaches way, way back that football is a game of life, and it teaches you how to get knocked down and then get back up.
Yes.
And that's the most important part. You don't want to get thrown off the horse, and don't show fear. Get right back on it and take it on. And that's what they're doing, and that's the best part. You know, I'm focusing on the mental part of the game right now, Marcus. I'm not focusing on, you know, how big their thighs are and their, you know, their arms and all that kind of stuff. That's not important.
That's all good. That's a really good, I
yeah.
think, character building, you know.
Yes.
So
yes.
Are you guys looking forward to your next game? Who are you guys playing next?
Tomorrow we have a game, Val Vista in Gilbert, and we're looking forward to playing them again. Mm. They had high numbers of kids, but our conditioning is better. The fact that our experience as far as playing is a lot better. And we had a really good – the last game we lost on a high note. I mean, we put 30 points on the board.
That's really good. That's
yeah.
a lot of points.
Yeah. Pretty good. Yeah. And we had – you know, it was spread out evenly. So we're looking forward to playing them again.
Mm-hmm. So that's really good. So this is now sort of a controversial question, but are you rooting for the Bengals or the Rams for the Super Bowl?
Good question. I'm going to be behind Cincinnati only because they really haven't been there. It's been a long time. They've been the joke of the league for years and years. And, you know, they did rebuilding their team the smart way through the draft. And I love the Burrow kid, but they've also got a great wide receiver and a great running back and a good offensive line, and that's where it all starts, in the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like Cincinnati, what they're doing right now. Whatever happens in the game, I hope they have a really great showing because Los Angeles is a very good team too.
Yeah.
I mean, they went out and bought a ton of guys, and you know, it shows their leadership shows. Miller, Donald, you know, Stafford, those guys are all pretty much proved their wear, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, this is really good. I was also rooting for the Bengals.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for coming on. So that's Mr. Huff, everybody. Yeah.
All right. Enjoy it. Go Summit.
Thank you.
You bet, buddy.
All right, I hope we get a lot of listeners. This is Mr. Pragan. Hope you enjoyed that. The school newspaper, I hope you've seen it. Our second edition came out today. There's a wrap-up of almost all the middle school games on there. So ask your child about it. Hopefully they'll see it. And we're going to do one here in a week or two and get more updates, and we're going to get some updates on volleyball because the girls' volleyball, I saw them yesterday, and they won their first match. It's fourth, fifth, and sixth grade girls. They're awesome. They're getting coached by Mr. Preston, Mrs. Reardon, our third grade teachers. So we'll give an update on them. And we'll try to get these out as more often as we can. And I'm going to keep having Marcus come in to host because he just did a great job. I hope everybody's doing well, and go Summit.